Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, comedians Owen Benjamin and Ahmed Ahmed. They're coming up right after this.
Okay, everybody. Hey, ladies, you ready?
Ready, Tom.
Okay, great. Chick, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, Tom. Mr. Griswold.
Thanks. Chick McGee Experience, take one.
Hello, everybody. I'm Chick McGee, and this is my band, the Chick McGee Experience. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Mr. McGee.
Oh, please, girls. After last night, I'd prefer it if you call me Chick.
What? How are you talking about this?
Never mind. Since I topped the charts with my last hit single, I've had a few problems, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my cardiologist. Sure, I've been in and out of the hospital, and I've had more than one surgical procedure, but let me assure you, when it comes to the chickster getting down with the ladies, I have never had a problem in that area. All right, everybody. Stand back. Time to get ready. Let's get funky. Get freaky. You know that I love to sing about that stuff so sweet and nasty. But since I did my last record, I've had the occasional angioplasty. Now, ladies, don't you be concerned. There's no need for mass hysteria. Because when it comes to getting pudding, I've never had a problem in that area.
Chick, you are a nasty boy. Bring the ladies lots of joy. Biggest cup we've ever seen. Chick, you are a sex machine.
Give me a whiff. Right on. Solid. Still stanky. Sure, there was some downtime when I had my operation. But now all the ladies are satisfied. Because the old chickster's back in circulation. I admit that I was frightened. Facing death is bound to scare you. But when it comes to breaking off a little something, something, I have never had a problem in that era.
No one loves the way he can. He's a sexual Superman. Always does the ladies right. He can keep it up all night.
Give me some sugar. Shaniqua. Reaching.
Reaching.
Probing.
Probing.
Wow.
Probing.
Probing.
Cursing.
Cursing.
I'm jumping. I'm pumping. Is that your leg I'm humping?
Some Clorox will get out this thing. What's his name?
All right, ladies, it's time for the chickster to hit the dance floor. I'll show you the move I taught James Brown back in 63. Oh, wait a minute. I think I may have hurt myself. Oh, boy, I'm not kidding. I'm not entirely well, you know. I feel rather faint. Does anyone have any nitro? Can somebody please call 911? Oh, my chest is beginning to tighten. Oh, my God. There's so much I haven't done yet. Oh, I'm going to miss all those new channels they're going to add on the DSS. Oh, I haven't done anything with my life. Is that my mother on the phone? Oh. I can't get my breath. Oh, man. It's really hot in here.
It's easy.
Mr. Griswold, this is wonderful. All these musicians. But it's really starting to hurt. Mr. Griswold.
He's cranky and whining. He kisses Tom's hiney. The man doesn't have any shame.
Wow.
collective name.
I'm not faking this, you know. Well, now you think it's funny. Not funny.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
Thanks very much for joining us. We have, Chick McGee at the sports desk.
Hello.
Bob is at Master Control.
Mm-hmm.
This is Tom speaking.
Owen's been here. When you say sports desk, there's kind of a
chuckle.
Which is totally deserved. That's fine.
Understood.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yesterday during the show, Chick goes, I hate the Olympics. Okay.
So. Strong word. I did not say I hate the Olympics.
Yes, you did.
I think you said he didn't care for them.
I don't care for the Olympics. For instance, some of the events.
Okay.
Soccer and archery being one of them.
That's two of them. Right. We will be right back with more sports. But first, we have two guests in the studio.
Mm-hmm. I'm here, too.
I just said Christy Lee at the news desk, didn't I?
No, you didn't.
Well, I meant to say
that's all right.
No, you didn't. Owen, did you ignore everything?
Comedian Owen Benjamin is here with us.
What's up, guys?
Hello, Owen. Welcome back.
And,
it's good to be back.
Ahmed is here with us.
Good morning.
And
Ahmed?
First of all, every time one of those Chinese panda bears gets born, you must go right on.
Double
like
name.
Ling Ling.
Ling Ling.
Ling Ling.
Because
you grow up, the only guy with a double name is Sirhan, which sucks for you.
Oh, boy.
And then you get, Ling Ling, Sing Sing, Ming Ming.
Well, the joke that I used to always get as a kid is, oh, your parents must have a stuttering problem.
I used to always get that.
I got Throw Mama from the Train, which was way worse.
Owen!
They would just scream it in my face. And I do want everyone to know Khaki Python. I came up with that.
Oh, did you?
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very nice.
So if they name an album that's mine.
Very nice.
Now, do you have a nickname for your male member? And if so, was it given to you by
either the
yourself
little,
or
the,
by a lady?
Either the little guy or the big guy, depending on the vibe.
And I'm guessing
so
yours
you're a
is Dong Dong.
I'm at Dong Dong.
Thanks for coming, guys. I think we've established a few quick racial stereotypes. Let's move on.
Sorry.
These gentlemen are stand-up comedians.
These two men.
Are we gentlemen?
Stand-up comedians, and
sure
they're also
and now actors.
Part of the show, Sullivan and Son.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to we spoke earlier with a couple of other guys from the show. They'll be back in a few minutes. And Owen, you play the how would you describe it? Less than intelligent son of the
I'm dim-witted.
The mm-hmm. dim-witted and of the
a
woman
dullard.
the woman who is the whorish middle-aged.
Yeah, she likes the fellas. Fly. She
go
likes
around.
The fellas. And,
and is it not clear who your father is? Wasn't that part of it?
No, we have a whole episode called Who's Your Daddy, where we narrow it down to Terry Bradshaw, Arlen Specter, and the Penguins.
And the Penguins.
Because we narrow it down
team.
To, yeah, every famous person that was in Pittsburgh that weekend.
Oh.
And, yeah, my mom puts up some pretty big numbers. So
wow.
We... Yeah, I'm not going to ruin. I'm not going to spoil who it is,
right.
But
she's
you
very.
You don't look
she's,
like Terry Bradshaw.
He looks a little like Arlen.
I'm 6'7", and you know I have a really good stature.
Mm-hmm.
Can you throw a football?
Decent,
all right.
Not great, but I can.
Right.
I can throw it around.
Ahmed, what is your background? How did you hook up with the show?
I've known Vince Vaughn for 23 years, I think,
mm-hmm.
And Peter Billingsley as well is one of the execs on the show.
And for those that don't know,
oh,
this,
God,
Peter Billingsley happens to be
the kid from Christmas Story,
Ralphie. Christmas Story,
and the director of Couples Retreat.
He directed Couples Retreat. He's a really talented director and producer now. And
can't direct. You put your eye out.
That's hilarious.
Where's the snare on that?
There
oh, hang
go.
On.
Uh-huh.
So,
there it is.
There you go.
they met Steve, I don't know, 5-6 years ago maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Steve talked about it earlier. Vince encouraged him to
write
something, because in Hollywood, if you want to get something done, you just got to write it.
Mm-hmm.
And, they were kind enough to write a character for me, kind of loosely based on me.
Mm-hmm.
I play a tow truck driver in Pittsburgh.
Were you a tow truck driver at one point?
No, but funny enough, and they didn't know this when they were writing it, my dad used to have his own tow truck company. And he had one truck, just like my character on the show.
Oh, okay.
And turns out I'm dumb. So
very, very dumb.
Artist takes life.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm watching the first, I think was it the first or the second episode, and there's a scene in which you decide that you announce that you've had a call to go rescue someone, and you sort of don't go do it. And then it turns out that there's someone who's been pulverized on the freeway.
Right.
That may have been the person you were.
And then it turns out it wasn't my guy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I stick around and have a beer.
So. Yeah, it was kind of a dark moment.
Yeah, no, that was one of the dark.
I'm thinking, this is...
How do you want to watch it?
On a Sullivan and Son, you'll never forget.
Yeah, this kind of a
very special Sullivan.
This guy would rather drink than work, and a guy dies because of it. Bring on the comedy.
Yeah, here we go.
It's like an after-school special.
Yeah, they pulled that one.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
I understand it was your birthday a couple days ago.
It was Steve's birthday a couple days ago. Well, Steve's. What are we? July. Yeah,
it's July. July. Yours is in July June, 24. Right? Yours is in June.
Yeah, I was. I'm a June baby. I turned 42, and I know I look great for 42.
Yes, you do. Look fantastic.
Okay, maybe not.
No, you do.
Thank you. Thank you for the one.
That's what he's waiting for. He wanted the female's approval.
Very handsome. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm old and rickety. I have a hard time getting up in the morning. Bloated. Boobs are swollen.
Not mine, too.
Sciatic nerve kicking in. Mm-hmm. Just breaking down.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Break it down.
Breaking it down.
Not me. I feel great.
Yeah. You look great.
Thanks, bud.
What's a sciatic nerve?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Too dumb to know.
I just know what pecs are and biceps. That's all I know.
He's got four memberships to Gold's Gym.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you single?
I started seeing a girl recently.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a yes or no question.
Mm-hmm. How's that going?
It's going well. So far, so good.
Is she tall like you? You're 6'7".
No, she's five, maybe.
Five, okay.
Yeah, she wants her kids to be able to fit on a roller coaster.
Uh-huh.
And I want my kids to not be scorned and ridiculed. So that's why tall and small are usually fit together.
Okay.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Trying to blend in. We want our kids around, you know, 5'9" to 6'1".
Is she a show business person, too?
No, she's actually an engineer.
Oh, really? Good. Which train?
Oh, boy. I like it. I liked it. I thought that's hilarious. Mine was actually genuine. My noise, I swear to God, was genuine. I thought that was awesome.
Conjunction.
What's your function?
She designs buildings to withstand earthquakes. Oh. I think that's why she's into me, because I'm a train wreck.
We had an earthquake
Twitter
in LA.
A little bit ago.
3.8.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where? 5.8, I think.
Los Angeles.
Was it 3.8? Is that what it said?
A minor earthquake with a preliminary 3.8 magnitude rattled the greater Los Angeles area this morning. No damage or injuries been reported.
Mm. Oh, sorry, guys. That was me drying off this morning. My bad.
Look out.
Well, 3.8, that's really not all that impressive.
even Celsius.
It was cold.
That's pretty minimal.
Oh, wait a minute. It was 109.
Okay. We're talking with a couple of the cast members from the show Sullivan and Son, TBS Thursday nights at 10. We have a link at bobandtom.com. You can find out about the show, find out about these guys. We're going to come right back with the guys.
Wait.
What?
I got to give you the movies that we're showing at the...
Oh, yeah. I was actually dying to hear that.
Fred Willard, the titles of the movies he was watching.
By the way, it's 78. Impressive.
He's 78, and he was arrested in an adult movie theater in Hollywood last Wednesday. And the lineup, according to TMZ... Follow Me 2, Stepdad Number 2, and a porn parody of The Client List.
That's old school.
Yeah.
Yeah,
those are some old school parodies.
Everybody's stumped.
The Client List? I don't even know what that is to parody. What is that?
I don't know. Schindler's List? I have no idea.
Follow Me 2 sounds...
Follow Me 2.
Is it Follow Me T-O-O or
no,
Follow Me 2, the number 2?
So I saw the original Follow Me. I didn't think they could ever make a sequel.
It was too good to top.
The most troubling, though, it's got to be the
The Client List is that TV show with Jennifer Love Hewitt where she plays a...
Oh, that's right.
Then she plays a masseuse.
Oh, okay.
Right. I thought of Heidi Fleiss in that list.
Yeah, Stepdad's a little weird.
Yeah.
It is. A little odd.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah. To do a public session at 78.
I was just like baffled that he just wouldn't go on his computer.
That's what we all said.
And I didn't even know there were adult cinema.
Well, you know why? Because Follow Me 2 isn't out yet.
Yeah. It's a new release.
Right. First run.
Maybe he wanted to get it.
Yeah, you put that in Amazon On Demand video, it laughs at you. What are you talking about? What?
It's a new release, no pun intended.
Look out.
Catch and release.
Those aren't even good titles.
I know.
Horrible titles.
I was bummed.
And why do you do a parody of a show no one's even heard of? That was greeted with total silence.
It's such a small demographic.
Yeah. And what's Jennifer Love Hewitt? That means it's watched by 14-year-old girls.
Yeah, exhibitionist perverts in their 70s who love Jennifer Love Hewitt.
14-year-old girls.
She plays a masseuse prostitute in this movie.
I was going to say, completely different.
I don't know where you got that.
Yeah, I don't think I wouldn't watch Jennifer Love Hewitt in an execution event. Mm-hmm. That's how uninterested
I don't even think you know who she is.
Mm-hmm. I know who she is. She's played some stupid magic woman on some Friday Night Detective show.
Yeah, I don't like her either.
She was also on
Ghost Whisperer or something.
Loved by an Angel. What is it?
No. Kissed by an Touch Angel?
By an Angel?
Touched by an Angel.
Touched by an Angel. Mm-hmm. With Della Reese. Come on.
Yeah, watched
Come
by,
on.
Watched by
I mean, Eddie. That's something you can parody.
Yeah.
Touched by an Angel? Yes. It spells it out for you.
Touched by an Angel.
Client list?
The thing is, when something like this happens, no matter what, he could invent a cure for cancer, and the first line of his New York Times obit's going to be, he was caught in a cinema. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was an Anchorman, too, wasn't he?
He was.
He was an Anchorman.
That's right.
Anyway, he's funny.
Feel bad for the guy, but...
The movies he was watching, Follow Me 2, Stepdad Number 2, and a porn parody of The Client List, which is a TV show featuring Jennifer Love Hewitt.
What was it called?
It was called The Client List. I don't know. It doesn't say...
Well, these guys
it's not
really...
even creative.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not even mm-hmm. fun.
How's that even
and
a parody?
And by the way, Fred Willard did give thumbs down to the movies.
Well, <it's>...
not well, impressed.
His thumb went up and down.
Might have been his fist, Bob. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He gave it 2 half masts.
Wow. That's sad.
Okay.
Now, Chick, you said you were going to give us the names of some real porns.
No,
okay.
No.
The ones I have so far are in alphabetical order, and I'm on the A's. So,
you
know, I really
and you can't read any of them?
Some of the great ones. What, Robin Hood, isn't that
Robin
one?
Hood's yes. one. As Good As It Gets. That's one.
Shaving Ryan's Privates.
Yeah, all the good ones.
That's a classic.
The worst one ever was Schindler's Fist. I think that's just
so aggressive.
That's
awful.
Romancing the Bone?
Or Romancing the Bone, again, another classic.
Chitty Chitty Gang Bang.
Gladiator.
Hey, Owen, calm down.
Gladiator.
You guys started it.
Back off.
Gladiator's number 5.
You have a girlfriend now. You don't have to watch those.
Pulp Friction.
All right. I think we get the idea.
I have never seen anyone happier in this room than Owen. He's like, black and one, my Colin.
I'm pulling back now.
All right.
Okay. All right. Owen, I understand that you're a dog owner now.
I am.
You're in a room full of dog people.
Do you guys like dogs?
Oh,
no. No big sweeties.
That just made me happy.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's your dog's name?
Benny. He's. Okay. I got a dog because Sarah McLachlan made me get a dog.
Oh, yeah. You're on TV.
Oh, yeah.
I think she knows when you're drunk and alone. Because, like, you could be watching just anything like NCIS or something, and all of a sudden you just hear... In the arms of, and you're just like, and those aren't dogs in those commercials. Those are actors in dog suits.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen a dog look that sad in my life. But ever since I've got my dog, I realized that his perspective is what I love in dogs. Because, you know, we get bummed out about dumb stuff. But anytime you're sad, your dog's just like, you got a ball. And you're like, yeah. He's like, throw it. See what I'll do.
Uh-huh.
And then you throw it. He's like, yes. And he runs. He gets it. He brings it back. He's like, do it again. I'm like, I just did it. He's like, do it till I die. And then I'm like, this is happiness.
Yeah.
And he'll smell pee on a tree like it's a glass of Merlot.
Uh-huh.
And then look back at me as if I want to smell as well. And I just kind of feed off his happiness.
Yeah.
So it's the best thing I ever did.
Oh, they're great. They're
you have
great.
A dog voice?
My dog voice?
Yeah,
when you talk to your dog, what
yeah,
do you say?
Sometimes I talk to him in normal voice, and that's when I get scared.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm like, hey, man, how's your day? And I'm like, oh, I guess I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Do you ever do the wee thing? We're not going to do that.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever done... Okay, this might be a little embarrassing. You ever do outfits or no?
No.
On the dog?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Listen, this was a gateway, and it was because of an ex-girlfriend.
Oh, you mean with the dog.
What kind of dog do you have?
He's a mutt, but he's pretty small because I travel with him because I'm on the road a lot.
Okay.
And I was living with this girl, and it was raining outside, and my dog wouldn't go outside, so he's like, let's get him a raincoat. And I'm like... No, then we'll have to get me a fanny pack and a Miata. Like, that's not going to happen. And so finally I cave because women, you know, have a lot of power over us. And so we go to the dog store and we put the raincoat on him. And I'm like, this is stupid. Then as soon as I looked at him, I was like, what do you think he'd look like in a chef's hat? And then I was just off to the races. I was like, dress him up like a pirate. I'm like, are you a good boy? And it's like funnier. I've done comedy 13 years. Just looking at a dog in an outfit is funnier than anything I'll ever write. Uh-huh. Like, dress him up like a bellhop, and you're like, where's my luggage? And it's just hilarious. Because he just stares at you, because you know he just wants food. But, like, he's a bellhop.
Yeah. He's a bellhop.
Love the uniform. My luggage? Where's my luggage?
Where's my luggage? So, do you want a tip? Do you want a tip? You want a little tip?
Because you don't dress your dogs up, Tom.
Oh, just on Halloween.
Just on
you
Halloween.
Actually do on Halloween.
Oh, that's a gateway.
But I, here's what I'll be at the.
See, we have a rule at our house: no costumes for the dog.
Every once in a while, I do the. I put my glasses on them all the time. I'll be
that's
at the,
that's
I'll be
a
at the
time.
Computer.
You know, that ruins
one
our eyesight.
One of them will walk over and I'll put my glasses and they look at me like, what the hell are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I can't see.
I like them way better than cats. And this is why I know dogs are better than cats, because even if someone has a cat and they have a great cat, well, how do they describe a great cat? He's just like a dog.
Uh-huh.
Just get a dog.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.